Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Even though it was only a two-week bill and a $4 billion reduction in spending, it is the first time I can recall in the time that I've been here, our actually cutting spending on an appropriation bill. It's a small step, but a step in the right direction.
Two-week stopgap solutions only delay the adult conversation we need to have. This is a stalling tactic by House Republicans because they're unwilling to enter into serious negotiations. It has great consequences to doing business. In the last week, nonpartisan economists have told us that uncertainty about whether the government will remain open or shut down has a fiscal drag on the economy.
All right, so both sides there as we begin this hour of the conversation on the countdown. Republican Mitch McConnell, Democrat Chuck Schumer weighing in on the extension bill that keeps the government going for another couple of weeks, and that's where we get started here on our review of what's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, left side, right side. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's begin by going to MSNBC. Lawrence O'Donnell, who replaced Oberman, talking to Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri about whether things will be any different in a couple of weeks.
Is this a responsible way to govern, or are we setting up another big budget crisis, possible government shutdown 14 days from now?
Well, it's certainly not the way we want to run the budget in the federal government. Obviously, we're having a hard time getting an agreement between a group of people on one side that think all of the cuts should come from a very small part of the budget, that it's all domestic stuff, all of the education and programs for working class folks. And on the other hand, the Democrats in the Senate want these cuts to reflect a different set of priorities. We need to look at the Pentagon. We need to look at other places in the budget to share the pain. Cuts, yes, but not all on the backs of working families and poor women.
Senator McCaskill, because you're up for re-election next year in the swing state of Missouri, Republicans have targeted you as one of the possible Democrats that they can pull over to their side on budget votes. What would Republicans have to do to get your vote in the Senate on the budget?
Well, more importantly, I think what we've got to do as Democrats in the Senate is present a contrast to what the House Republicans have done. Show the American people that we can get serious about living within our means, but not doing so all on the domestic side of our budget, looking also at discretionary defense spending. And also, you know, we've got to get to, Lawrence, maybe not in this fight over how we finish the fiscal year, but we've got to get to the long-term debt problem. That's something that we all have to sit down and be grown-ups about, because we could cut every dime of highway, education, all of that, and we still have a debt problem that we've got to address. So I think everything has to be on the table. We've got to look at everything. That doesn't mean we cut the benefits to working folks and people on fixed incomes or to people who are currently receiving Social Security, but we need to be honest with the American people about the severity of the problem.
There are some senators who now apparently are looking at everything, as you put it, led by Senator Kent Conrad, chairman of the Budget Committee. It's a so-called gang of six that includes Democrats and Republicans. They are making senators nervous on both sides of the aisle, Democrats worried about what Senator Conrad might agree to with Republicans. Have you heard anything from Senator Conrad or others in the gang of six that indicate where they might come out and what they might be recommending?
Well, they're using the fiscal commission work as kind of a template to begin with. I mean, this was a thoughtful document that basically laid out some of the things we have to do with tax reform. I mean, you know, really, Lawrence, we've got all these goodies in the tax code. We could really help if we would just take out some of the goodies for some of the huge multinational wealthy corporations that have gotten special deals like oil companies. I think they also are going to take a look at, obviously, spending. They're going to take a look at entitlements. But we had to, not only is Kent Conrad in that room, so is Dick Durbin. So is one of the most progressive members of the Democratic caucus in the Senate. So I think we've covered the water from Tom Coburn to Dick Durbin. I'm, you know, slightly optimistic that we could really get something that had a chance of doing something about our debt and about the deficits beyond just the kind of nibbling around the edges, the change in the couch that the House Republicans have been in a frenzy over.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com about the proposed budget cuts and what they target. A Sputnik moment. I remember reading that, or Kaputnik for science. Kaput, the end, the federal budget battle showdown is underway. Science looks like collateral damage with proposed cuts to research that is pretty severe, actually, when you get at this. This is the anti-intellectual movement, once again. Let's not cut the depressing budget that is as large and out of control as it is for the Department of Defense, again, underscoring the people I'm especially targeting my comments to the folks that are listening on American Forces Radio around the world, the essence of how you get paid, the fact that you don't get paid enough, in my opinion, the fact that Government Accounting Office has found in the bloated Pentagon budget hundreds of billions of dollars in waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. You could get a pay raise, and we could all save a lot of money if this department was run like it was supposed to, instead of the GAO finding over $200 billion in waste and fraud and corruption. It's really, the criticism is infectious and applicable. Why in the world would you want not to continue with our science? We're dumbed down enough. At what point do we draw the line and really begin the revolution here in a change of thought? 800-510-8255. The budget deficit is $1.5 trillion. The House Appropriations Committee Chairman is Al Rogers of Kentucky, says these cuts are necessary to show that we're serious about returning our nation to a sustainable financial path. And why aren't they cutting the defense budget? Why isn't somebody in there with a red pencil? Why doesn't somebody just get a hold of it? And the GAO has identified where the waste, the fraud, the corruption, abuse is, so handle it. If Obama were any kind of a leader, and Gates and any of these other people, they say, okay, here it is, out. Here's another one, out. Here's another one, out. And be done with it. We have to continue this foolish feeling that we have. Oh, we have to be strong. Okay, we can be strong and not waste money. Hello. 800-510-8255. Radio. Oh, we just heard from the television side, the radio side, up next here on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Live from Progressive, It's Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. Our focus here is on the two sides of the debate, whether or not the government might shut down. Let's get to Charlie Parker's program. Here he talks to Jeff Birnbaum about a new report that was supposed to help Congress find places to cut in the budget.
What's the big story on what we found out on this new report yesterday?
Sure, there was a huge Government Accountability Office, GAO, report attempting, I think, to make it a little easier for the Congress to find some places to reduce spending. That's the big effort that's going on, reduce the deficit in Washington. And the GAO found billions of dollars of overlapping programs, really dozens of things that are repetitious throughout the government. Just to name a few, 56 programs across 20 agencies dealing with financial literacy alone. There are 2,100 data centers that are set up by the federal government, up from 432 just a little over a decade ago. 20 programs across 7 agencies dealing with homelessness. And the list goes on and on. There is a lot of duplication in the sprawling federal government that, if consolidated, would probably save a very heavy chunk of change. There's duplication in programs, but it's unclear whether consolidating them will save anywhere near the amount of money that is spent through those programs. The function is still needed, so the billions of dollars, they're being a little vague about it, that can be saved would probably end up not being as many billions of dollars in the end. And consolidating these programs takes years to do. And so this is an indication of where some of the waste is, but we shouldn't assume that it can all be wrung out certainly quickly.
And probably the most surprising of all is that it's on both sides of the aisle they're agreeing with this.
That's right. I think the urge to spend more is gone from the federal government. The question is how far to trim back. And both Democrats and Republicans are looking for ways to end waste to avoid some of the big, more painful cuts in important programs themselves. But they're going to have to probably do that anyway. These overlapping programs they found may not produce enough to make much of a dent into the $1.5 trillion annual budget deficit that's looming.
800-510-8255. You hear what I'm talking about? The budget waste everywhere. This is part of the revolution that needs to happen. Katie in Oklahoma, thoughts, please, on all this.
I blame the Democrats. For all these years, they have promised and promised and actually bribed all the poor people into taking more money so they'll keep voting Democrat, just like they do the unions. But NAFTA is not what happened for all the jobs got sent overseas. It was because the unions priced themselves out of jobs. I am a poor working person. I barely get by, but I don't expect the government to tend to it. That's not my daddy. They keep rewarding women for having 5, 6, 7 kids with, and then expecting us taxpayers to tend to them. They end up on our Social Security. That's what they need to tend to, not old people being on Social Security.
800-510-8255. We'll take more of your calls on the situation with potential government shutdown, what needs to be cut, et cetera, et cetera. 21 after on the countdown.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
By state.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
At 800-510-8255, we're focused on this issue for at least this half hour, depending on how we do with your calls. Let's listen to Jean in Detroit now. Her deal is the Republicans bad.
I think that people have amnesia and forget how we got to this point. Anyone who believes that Republicans care about working class people are sadly mistaken. So many of the laws that were enacted, NAFTA was a Republican idea which shipped millions of jobs out of this country. The change that they did in the tax laws under Reagan, they removed interest, credit card interest deductions, and then they allowed the banks and credit card companies to raise rates to what we now consider loan shark rates. And the other thing that I feel about the Democrats is that they follow the Christian principle of having concern about their fellow man, the least of these. And the Republicans are more like the scribes and the Pharisees, which Jesus described as hypocrites because they're concerned only with their own enrichment and let every man fend for himself.
All right. Well, that's not the first time we've heard that treatise, Gene. 800-510-8255, Len in Illinois on Democrats, other side.
I could see this happening prior to the last election in November. And I think the Democrats saw it too, okay? They knew they were going to get a big, huge loss. There was going to be a tsunami happening to the whole political system, and they were just going to let the Republicans, have it in their court. I mean, they were supposed to have a budget put together last fall before the election, but they held off because they knew they were going to have a big loss. Then the Republicans would have to do what they always do is try to reel things back, and they were going to be blamed for it, and the mainstream media would just be all over them. So it's just a terrible, terrible thing that they just keep the Democrats are really just, I don't know what to think. They're ruining this country.
Okay, here's Barry in Providence. Go ahead, sir.
I think that there's enough blame to go around.
it's easy for the Republicans to blame the Democrats and the Democrats to blame Republicans, but I think the entire system is so messed up because you have lobbies paying both Republicans and Democrats. Then you have, you know, all this money given to Wall Street, these corporations who claim they're small businesses like GE, Exxon Mobil. They make billions of dollars. They even get taxes from the government after making $45 billion in profits. And at the same time, everything is so messed up with both Democrat, Republican, and the White House that, you know, they're just not looking out for the average American citizen. And if you, you know, if you had started from the top with, you know, the holding those people accountable, such as Wall Street, when they screwed up the financial industry, some of those people should have went to jail, just like Enron, and they shouldn't have got taxpayer bailout money. And at the same time, you know, we have to find some way to keep these corporations out of the White House and off of out of Washington, and, you know, and have a real grown-up talk about what's really broken with the political system in Washington and at the White House.
All right, Bob, make it quick. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was just wondering what you thought about if we got rid of the federal government and all the states just took that money and took care of their deficit.
That's good. I like, you know, I don't think I've ever heard that seriously. I have never. That's such a simple idea. You know, maybe we get rid of government. Remember the song "Imagine" by John Lennon? We get rid of all governments everywhere, and just we all live in peace. Everybody wants peace anyway. All right, it's good. That's a good idea, Bob. Let's think about that. Ruminate on it. 28 after on the countdown.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Fellows and the Home Safety Council have teamed up to educate families about hidden safety hazards in the home with a focus on the home office. Safety expert Mary Kay Appy offers these tips to protect your family, especially children, from injuries and to help everyone stay productive.
An important area of the home to keep safe is the office. Be sure to keep sharp office supplies like scissors and letter openers out of harm's reach and look for certification from safety testing laboratories on items like extension cords and surge protectors. Printer ink can be poisonous, so store printer and ink cartridges in a locked cabinet out of a child's reach. Choose office appliances with safety features already built in, such as shredders with SafeSense technology, a mechanism which shuts down the machine immediately when hands or large pets come too close to the paper opening. And lastly, don't forget to unplug necessary office equipment when not in use.
For more information, visit
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Do one.
Next up on the countdown at 33 past the hour. Thank you for coming back. As a matter of fact, Doug Steffen with Wisconsin and municipal unions. I say state, but the federal. Actually, something came out yesterday that I bet a lot of you didn't know. The fact that the federal bargaining chip for union employees doesn't exist. Apparently, they can't bargain. You have federal unions. Somebody who's listening may have the corrected spin on that. I just heard it sort of out of the corner of my ear, and I haven't been able to find out any more about it. Do those who work for the federal government who belong to a union have the ability to bargain or strike or whatever? What's the difference between federal unions, maybe that's the question, and state unions, as is the situation in Wisconsin? And, of course, we know the difference. Hopefully you become savvy and sophisticated enough to realize the difference between the public employee workers' unions and those who are working for union companies in the private sector, a big difference. Here's radio host Mike Rosen on this, talking about a couple of polls that, in fact, seem to show that by a slim majority, more Americans think the unions are okay than not.
Let me just give you an update on this. This is from Kyle Drennan at the Media Research Center. He notes that on Tuesday's CBS Early Show, co-host Chris Raggi touted a new poll claiming people support unions over Republican plans to cut state deficits. Quote, a new CBS News, New York Times poll shows, they declared, that a majority of Americans, 56%, are opposed to cutting the pay and benefits of state workers to balance budgets, while just 37% are in favor of it. While Chris Raggi, who reported this, called them, quote, state workers, end quote, the actual poll consistently used the phrase public employees, never state workers or government workers. On NBC's Today Show on Tuesday, pollster Frank Luntz explained how one phrase invokes a positive response while the other does not. Speaking to co-host Matt Lauer about the newly released CBS poll, he noted, if you call them public workers, a majority of Americans respect them. If you call them government workers, a majority of Americans don't. Clearly, CBS and the New York Times selected wording that would elicit a response favorable to the liberal position on the issue. In the report that followed on the early show, correspondent Cynthia Bowers described how Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's budget-cutting proposal as she put it, seeks to plug a $3.6 billion budget gap, would limit state union workers' rights to collective bargaining, something the governor insists is necessary. She then claimed that the poll showed that, quote, others argue it isn't ethical, end quote. In fact, nowhere did the poll ask if curbing collective bargaining for unions was ethical or not, but simply if respondents agreed with the policy or not. Bowers went on to declare, quote, according to the CBS News poll, 60% of Americans oppose taking away the collective bargaining rights of unionized public employees. As Luntz also pointed out on today's show, if it is instead called the right of people to join or not join a union, then the whole side flips. Finally, Bowers cited another finding supposedly against Walker. She said, our poll showed Americans even prefer raising taxes over cutting employee benefits or funding to schools or roads. Since taking office in January, Walker, the governor, has cut corporate taxes in Wisconsin. End quote. That's what Bowers said. The question she referred to, in fact, reads as follows. If you had to choose one, which of the following would you be willing to do in order to reduce your state's budget deficit? One, increase taxes. Two, decrease benefits of public employees like teachers or police officers. Three, decrease funding for roads and public transportation. Or four, decrease funding for education. While Bowers touted the 40% who called for higher taxes, she failed to point out that if the other three options, all of which call for spending cuts, were combined, 45% of respondents would favor a reduction in government spending over increasing taxes. Also keep in mind, when most people say they favor an increase in taxes, they're thinking of increasing the taxes on someone else, not on them, such as increasing taxes on the rich.
Yeah. Okay, so Mike Rosen sort of gets it straight, taking apart these things. The superficial news media coverage of this suggests one thing when the in-depth coverage or the analyzation of it suggests something else, not unlike the reading of the Government Accounting Office budget examination. So you look at this number, and it says one thing, but you look at the analysis of the number, it says something else. It's all in the pudding, folks. 800-510-8255. Here from Wisconsin is Vicki McKenna on her program, talking with a caller who belongs to an iron workers union.
Let's go to Kristen in Greendale. Welcome, Kristen.
I actually have a couple of points. The first one is I find it's infuriating. I know everybody listening is infuriated with the fact that the people that voted for Walker haven't had their budget passed. And if the Democrats were we waited, we dealt with their, you know, I can't say the word, the entire time we didn't have the majority, and now, you know, we have nothing, and we still can't get what we want. I believe it'll happen. So for the Democrats that are hiding out in Illinois, you know, you had your chance.
It's, well, yeah, but we're going to see people laid off. This is an inevitability now.
And it's disgraceful. The one other point I wanted to make, and I voted for Walker, but I, too, am an iron worker, and I just wanted to say that they're not all thugs. They're the best-trained workers, I think, in the country. What they do every day is, you know, people don't understand is a lot of them haven't been able to work, and they haven't had – and I didn't see the teachers – standing outside, you know, supporting us. I mean, I'm so angry.
That happened.
You know, they're not out holding signs for us. I mean, let me tell you, we don't just pay a certain amount of months for our insurance. We pay a certain amount of dollars an hour for our insurance. It is not easy to make it. And then the construction industry, there are so many men and women out of work. So I just wanted to say that. If we had what the teachers had, and I think what infuriated the other man from Greendale was the fact that if we had the insurance and all these terrible things that teachers think their situation is so rough, why don't they try it? Why don't they try what we're doing, what we're dealing with? And we are a union. And
Kristen, I thank you for that. And yeah, I mean, we had another iron worker call in as well.
Yeah, I heard it.
You know, and said, look, this is, you know, come on, guys. And I love what you said, though, Kristen, and that was, They're not out here helping us. They want us to help them. They're not out here helping us. In fact, what they're doing, Kristen, is they're actually getting in the way of you guys getting your jobs. They're actually demanding that more of you guys kick in so that they can have better pensions and better health care.
All right. So what is pointed out by that conversation, this is a very good example of how people don't really get it. Unions in the public sector versus unions in the private sector, two distinct things. And, yeah, there's not a lot of – I think you could say that in a general statement, the public employee unions aren't very supportive of the private sector. Whole different can of worms. 800-510-8255. Over to Fox News we go, and Greta Van Susteren talking to South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who thinks that Governor Walker in Wisconsin is doing the right thing.
I see that the Republican Governors Association has released an ad, and you stand by Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin. Is that right?
Absolutely. Governor Walker is doing the right thing. You know, all of us that have been newly elected have had to deal with really tough budgets, and Governor Walker is fighting a good fight. He's saying we all have to trim. We do it at home. We do it in our businesses. This is not any, it's not exempt in public government as well.
Is collective bargaining a problem that you have in your state? Do your public employees have a collective bargaining right?
No, we do not. We are a strong right-to-work state, and so we do not have to deal with collective bargaining.
Right. Now, one of the issues, at least the union members, the Democrats have raised in Wisconsin, is they say that they have given Governor Walker what he needs. They've agreed to contribute to the pension, contribute to the health care costs. What they're unwilling to do is to give up on collective bargaining as to everything except, I guess, the governor will allow them to collective bargain or would agree to it as to wages. So haven't the Democrats and the unions come far enough for the governor?
Yeah, I think what we have to look at is the bigger picture. We are all in a situation where we are dealing with budgets that are going to hurt. We are having to trend down. We're going to have to say this is a time where we're going to have to go through the burn, and everybody's got to make sacrifices. And we have watched the private sector time and time again have to make those sacrifices. I think the governor was elected to take care of his taxpayers, and I think that's what he's trying to do. This is not just about collective bargaining rights. I mean, I think we have to look at the fact that he's dealing with a $3.5 billion budget hole that he has to fix, and that makes for some hard decisions. And I think what he has done is he stood strong. I talked to him last week. He's continuing to stand strong, and I think he's doing right by the people of his state. What I think is terribly wrong is the fact that those Senate Democrats, Democrat senators, left their state. I was a legislator. You know, our job is to make hard decisions. The last thing you ever do is flee your state to keep from making a decision. I think it was incredibly cowardly, and I think it was terrible for the people of Wisconsin.
What would you do to get those Democratic senators back if you were the leader of that state?
I would let everybody know that that's the slate that has to be taken out the very next election cycle. I mean, when you have to go and represent your people, you don't go and run from the issues. You go and you stand strong wherever you may be, right? On one side or the other, you stand strong and you stand with the people you represent. To go and flee your state is unconscionable. And I would do anything and everything to make sure we got them back into the state and to let the people of their districts know that they were cowardly and they walked out on them at the time that they probably needed them the most.
All right, 800-510-8255, although we have pretty much run out of time for this focus on the protesting. I always want to remind you of that way of being in touch. As a matter of fact, when we continue, the focus goes back to Libya and your calls after we listen to some input. Actually, Andrea Mitchell will talk to John Kerry in a moment about what's going on in Libya.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
the greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe. You need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar. And then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
Back to a world focus, Gaddafi, Libya, etc. As the fighting gets worse, the Defense Secretary Gates ordered a couple of ships into the Mediterranean Sea, including an amphibious assault ship and some Marines. He said, quote, we're obviously looking at a lot of options and contingencies. So here, speaking to that on MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell brings in Senator John Kerry about these comments made by Gates about a military strike against Libya.
He said that there's been loose talk that you would first of all have to take out Libyan air defenses. So you would have to have a military strike, as you understand very well, against Libya before you could even implement a no-fly zone. Does that give you pause, or do you still think that it should be an option seriously considered by NATO, UN resolution obviously authorizing it first?
Well, Andrea, let me confront you with the alternative predicament. All these countries have stood up and said, Sarkozy, Secretary Clinton, the United States, and others have said Gaddafi has to go. Well, if Gaddafi has to go, and all of a sudden Gaddafi is flying airplanes and strafing and dropping bombs on the rebels, and he ain't going, then everybody is a loser, except for Gaddafi. I don't find that very acceptable. It seems to me that if he is employing mercenaries and has purposely sort of dissipated the army there, we're not exactly talking about the Soviet Union and an air force with enormous capacity. I don't think it takes very much for the United States, together with allies. I don't think it should be the United States up front and alone. I think it needs to be an international sanctioned initiative. But we ought to be prepared to do what we have to do as a last eventuality. I don't think it's that complicated. I'm not even sure how many airplanes will fly if we have announced it. I'm not saying that you have to go in proactively, but you can make it clear to them that if they do fly, here are the consequences. And I think you then begin to create a playing field that's a little more even and more capable for the rebels to be able to do what they have to do. Nobody's asking for troops on the ground. Nobody's suggesting an invasion. Nobody's suggesting anything except preventing a completely lopsided slaughter from taking place in the wake of huge international encouragement for people to go out and do that.
All right, John Kerry with Andrea Mitchell at that side. Gaddafi, meanwhile, warning that thousands of Libyans would die if forces intervene. So what's the right thing to do? 800-510-8255. One more bit of talk radio and then a couple of your calls as we have time here on the countdown. 51 after the hour.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
There's lots of great stuff to listen to on the radio, so thank you for coming to this program and listening to it all around the country and all around the world at DougStephan.com and on American Forces Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the big hits in talk radio. Every day we take two or three different things and try to put them together. Over the weekend, we go through the entire list of the top ten for the week. For listening to that, we thank you again. Gaddafi, what's going on in Libya? He's vowed that we will fight until the last man and woman. The battle is now created about 140,000 refugees, people leaving by the tens of thousands every day. Here, host Matt Matan talks with one of his callers about a speech that George Bush made that perhaps led to what's happening now in the Middle East.
George Bush, you know, if you go and if you Google his what was the name of the group that he gave the speech to? I just forgot it. I already said
it
three times.
Chamber of Commerce, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at the Chamber of Commerce, but the speech was to a different group. It was the National Endowment for Democracy. Thank you. Is what it was in 2003. If you read that speech, it's very clear reading that speech when he outlined his vision for what would happen. It wasn't the intent to go in and win, kick butt, and then walk out. He wanted to maintain a presence over several elections, everything, to help spread democracy around the Middle East, in which in turn would mean we wouldn't have to keep going back there every 10 to 20 years.
And I agree with him on that, you know, aspect. I mean, I don't think, here's an example, you know. We went 20 years ago to Desert Storm. Now here we're back over there again. And I agree with you as far as, making it so we don't have to go back over there and spreading that democracy. I'm all about that. And that's what I'm talking about as far as, you know, I think that needs to happen. But I just, you know, it's just, you know, here we go again. We get our hands tied up.
Well, and the real test, I think, is going to come for our nation, that when we realize that a lot of what's happening over there, and this is my opinion now, when we realize that what's happening over there is about the people over there and not about U.S. policy, that we've got, it's going to be interesting to see if we sit back and we allow them to craft a government in the way they want. We talk all about self-determination and democracy. What if what the people of these countries decide we don't like? Are we willing to let them truly be self-determinant, or are we going to prop up false leaders that we end up shedding blood for 15, 20 years from now when we have to go back and clean up the mess?
What a bunch of narcissists Americans are. You listen to that stuff. My God, it's like it's all about us. Oy. Jennifer, calling in, a former peace activist with thoughts on all of this.
I have a very interesting point of view because formerly I was a peace activist who was interviewed in Washington, D.C. in 1991. And I have, over the years, seen this horrible war firsthand on terrorism, and it will not stop until we take action, and we have the perfect advantage right now to end this war on terrorism, and we need to do it now. We cannot wait around. We cannot dilly-dally around with this stuff. We need to act. And it is so strange that it's coming from a peace activist, but I'm saying that our safety of our country is in severe danger. We have been constantly attacked by terrorists. The American public doesn't know how many times we've had to disarm bombs and things that have been going on in this country. And after reading Amir Tahiri's book, an exiled author from Iran, he even says to do airstrikes, bring in airstrikes, bring in the naval forces. Act. If you do not act, this beast of radical Islam will continue to terrorize Americans, and we will constantly have to fight this.
Mark in Virginia, your thoughts, please.
I'm actually against the military intervention, especially coming from America. I don't have a problem have Africans go in India, but even with Africans, I think it has to be some form of forces coming from the Middle East or the North African region. And there's a reason for that, because Africa is culturally divided, you know, and recently there is like even issues of Gaddafi, you know, getting black Africans from other countries, and now the Arabs are actually turning against innocent Africans in Libya. So actually, and I grew up in Sierra Leone, and we actually had an intervention. For us, it was a military government that was in charge. And we were trying to get them out of power. So we actually had ECOWAS. ECOWAS is actually a regional organization formed by all the countries in West Africa. And they all, I mean, when sometimes the sense here is when you all see the same people that look like you going to your country, I think that helps. But if you can't have America or European or Asians to intervene, I think it's a North African problem. You can actually have, if they can come up with an organization formed by states and in the North and probably from the Middle East, that will probably help. But to have any other foreign continent, I mean, say like America or South America or China or from Asia, come into intervention.